USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say the Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longest-serving woman on the U.S. Supreme Court and a strong liberal voice on issues dividing the nation, has died. She was 87. Chief Justice John Roberts, a longtime friend of Ginsburg, called her a jurist of historic stature. Ginsburg revealed in July of 2020 that she was undergoing chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer. Her death leaves a vacancy on the Supreme Court that is sure to set off an intense partisan battle over her replacement. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue a hurricane watch for a chunk of the Texas coast spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. Slow strengthening is expected, with Beta forecast to grow into a hurricane by tomorrow night. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active Atlantic hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names. National Hurricane Center predicts at least a 4-foot storm surge and warns of significant rainfall and flooding among the Texas and Louisiana coasts. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton Elementary School teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer, because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. Does joint be big as a cigar? Oh, yes, we just seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. Pride's rant has since gone viral and struck a chord with other teachers, particularly in Palm Beach County. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.